Scott City's 35-game district streak came to an end there on Friday night in their 28-13 setback to a very good Beloit Trojan team who improved to 4-2 on the year. Scott City dropping to 5-1, suffering an October loss for the first time since 2008. And here are the comments from assistant coach Landon Frank right after Scott City's setback. Joined here with assistant coach Landon Frank, and it just defense set the tone early, but then Beloit's defense flipped it around and set the tone for them, and it was just kind of downhill for a long time in that game.
Yeah, you know, right off the bat in the first quarter, it wasn't anything they did great. We just kind of bobbled the ball up into the air. Guy blocked the kid deep, and the ball ended up in his hands, and it seemed like all game the ball just kind of ended up in their hands. It wasn't anything they could do about it.
Well, and your team did come back there. They were down in a 14-point hole. I thought field position was big in that first quarter, but down in a 14-point hole there. But the team came back. They fought down and got down inside the 5-yard line. But, you know, the turnovers and penalties, they were hurting you guys at times on drives this year, and they definitely came back to haunt you guys tonight.
You know, the 2-yard line seems to be our nemesis, and that's what happened this one. We had another fumble on the 2-yard line. It stopped a drive, looked like a scoring drive, probably put us ahead in the game, and that could have been the difference in the game.
But, you know, Beloit, you knew coming in they had some outstanding seniors, and they showed it tonight. The Cox kid with that big 60-yard run late third quarter, I thought that might have flipped the rest of the game around, but they score, go up 2 scores. And then, you know, Parker gets that big kick return. You're back to within 1 score, but, boy, the fake punt there on fourth down and you know, that set up 3 consecutive fourth down conversions for Beloit. They just, you know, really their second fourth down was a little luck, but that was just, that flipped the game around again.
The fake punt was what turned the game around. We kind of had a little momentum, especially with the kickoff return. Hadn't had one of those in quite a while. It was last year sometime. You know, but we just weren't ready for that fake punt.
Well, and your backs ran the ball pretty hard at times here tonight, I thought, as well. They did pretty good. But Beloit, you had some good drives going. Beloit would stop you guys. But I thought the resiliency was pretty good there. Just really in the fourth quarter, I think Beloit kind of wore Scott City down a little bit because the defense was on the field all night.
Yep, that's pretty much the case there. You know, when you do four downs and they get that first down on the four downs and they just keep driving it down, it wears a guy out.
Well, Scott City, kind of unfamiliar territory, losing in the regular season. It's been 3 years since the regular season loss, since the seniors were freshmen. Big game next week here, and you knew coming in this would be a tough 3-game stretch, but now you go to Colby, and it's going to be a tougher one there.
You know, it'll be fun. These guys are going to get back on track. We'll get back to practice on Monday. You know, it might open up their eyes a little bit, and it might turn out very well for us.
Well, thanks again here, Coach Frank, for stopping by postgame. And I know it's a tough loss, but, you know, this is one I think they can learn from. And we'll see you up at Colby next week.
Yep, sounds good.
Once again, thank you to Assistant Coach Landon Frank for joining me postgame after the 28-13 loss there. Scott's the stats in Friday night's ball game, Beloit ended up with around 262 yards. They had 199 on the ground, 63 through the air. Hudson Gray was 4-for-7 passing, 63 yards. And it was Carson Cox who had a big night. He had 23 carries for 152 yards. And really the game clincher there late in the fourth quarter. Hudson Gray had 59 yards on 11 carries and a touchdown. Grant Aerosmith had 8 yards on 6 carries and a touchdown. But the passing there, 63 yards through the air. For Scott City, Harrison King hit his first 2 targets but then missed on his last 6. He was 2-for-8, 43 yards with an interception. Parker Gooden at 24. Hunter Yeager had a 19-yard catch there. Cale Goodman led Scott City in rushing on it with 87 yards on 15 carries and a touchdown. Scott City was held to a season-low 165 yards of rushing and 208 yards of offense total unofficially, and that was a season-low for the total yardage as well. Scott City was just 2-of-9 on third down and 1-of-2 on fourth down. They did have 12 first downs but 8 penalties for 51 yards. Beloit was 2-of-10 on third down, but they were 3-of-5 on fourth down. All 3 of those third down conversions came in the fourth quarter. They had 11 first downs and 5 penalties for 32 yards. Scott City saw a lot of streaks come to an end. First time they lost at home since 2007 in district play, and they lost to Hoisington in October there in week 7, I believe it was. And then the first time that Scott City lost a district game since losing to Norton back in week 8 of 2008. Wisconsin State rattled off 35 consecutive district wins. So the slate is clean, that is, and Scott City will head to Colby to face the Colby Eagles, a very good Colby team who comes in 6-0 after a big win over the Russell Broncos on Friday night. And still, the playoffs still very much a part of Scott City's future. They have enough points where I believe they would still be able to qualify for the playoffs. Remember, they take the top four in each district to the playoffs. It just matters whether they're going to host a first-round playoff game or hit the road for a first-round playoff game. That's the biggest difference there. So Scott City, they have two games left, and it starts at Colby on Friday night, a 6-0 Colby team. And it should be a very good game there up at Denham Field. And then it's Concordia coming home on the 25th, the final game of the regular season. So two big games left, but Scott City has to regroup and take care of business on Friday night. Thanks again for listening here to Sounds of the Game, featuring the Scott City Beavers here on Mix 94.5. I'm Adam Gadavian. We'll do it again next week.